Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus will be of particular interest to those who have shoreline properties. Joining me from Watersheds Canada, Chloe Lajoie and Chantal Lefebvre. They will explain the importance of keeping our waterways healthy through their Natural Edge program. Welcome, Chloe and Chantal.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. So let's start with a little background on Watersheds Canada and why the Natural Edge program was developed. Who wants to start?
I can start. So Watersheds Canada is a nonprofit organization and a Canadian charity, and we're based here out of Perth, Ontario. And we provide programs to communities across the country that work to engage and help shoreline owners enhance and protect the health of our lakes and rivers. So we've developed programs and we deliver them here in Eastern Ontario. A lot of them are centered around stewardship and education and what landowners can do to improve their shoreline properties. And then we also have our Natural Edge program, which is very like action oriented on the ground, where we work with waterfront property owners to restore their shoreline and bring it back to a natural state by planting a selection of native trees, shrubs, and wildflowers that are suitable for their property.
Okay, now what do we mean by, or what do you mean by a natural shoreline? Aren't all shorelines natural?
No, not all of them are. So for us, a natural shoreline means that there's a lot of native vegetation present. So there's going to be a mixture of trees, shrubs, and wildflowers that are all native and indigenous to the area. There would also be kind of an easy transition from land to water. So if you have any, say, fallen trees or logs that have washed up on shore, that's left in place. And it really creates that easy transition for wildlife to get from land to water.
What would you say a shoreline that was unnatural be? What would it look like?
So a non-natural or more of like a developed or hardened shoreline is one that is basically just like manicured lawn. So you're just going to have grass that goes right to the water's edge. In a lot of cases where there's lawn, there'll also be some sort of hardened shoreline present. So like a concrete retaining wall or gabion baskets that have been in place for years. And those are basically installed to stop erosion from happening. Whereas if you have a natural shoreline, those plants will naturally hold that soil in place versus having to go for a hardened shoreline instead.
Okay, so I guess a natural shoreline would have been in place until someone has maybe changed that, right? When they develop the property and then they maybe get rid of some shrubs that were there in the first place or some trees. Is that the way it goes? Is that correct?
Exactly. So all shorelines would have been natural to start.
Right.
But with the growth of new cottage developments and cottage to home conversions, all of this development along the shoreline typically means that the owners tend to just remove all of the vegetation that was already in place and they're replacing it with these lawns.
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to change and bring back.
So would you say then that development is maybe the biggest threat to our water quality?
It is, yes, because whenever you're removing those plants that were there in the first place, you're taking out kind of that natural protection or that defense. What plants are really great for is protecting water quality, because as during a heavy rainstorm or a snow melt, as water runs into the nearby lake or river, it kind of picks up all of this like excess nutrients, or if there's any oil spills, anything coming from the road, and that just gets washed right into the lake. Whereas if you have those plants there kind of as that buffer, mm-hmm. That slows down the water runoff. And we'll actually filter out any of those like toxins or excess nutrients.
Are there any other things other than development that may affect the quality of the water that we would use around a homestead or a cottage?
So, on top of development, it could just be what you're using on your property. So we recommend that people do not like fertilize or use pesticides on their lawn or anywhere on their property, because that then washes into the lake.
Right.
Say regular septic checks to make sure that your septic system is working properly and there isn't any kind of leaching into the underground water. Anything that you do on your waterfront property does have an impact. So to make kind of environmentally friendly choices is what's best.
Mm-hmm. So if you could give us a picture then of the natural shoreline, the benefits to protect our lakes and rivers, what would that look like exactly? Like what kind of things would we plant there?
So any native species that are native to your area, and native species kind of vary all across Canada based on our climate zones. So we actually have our native plant database available on our website, and you can go in there based on your location, based on kind of your property conditions for how wet it is, how much sunlight you get, and you can go through and filter through to see what plants are best suited for your shoreline. But for me, when I try and describe or when I'm picturing the best natural shoreline is to have quite a wide buffer of native plants. So the shoreland and what really has impact on a lake can go back from the water's edge back like 30 meters. So having as many plants in there as you can is what's best. And then even for how to get down to a lake, you'll want to have like a curved pathway as that slows water runoff.
Okay, right.
And then
I guess the trees and the plants and shrubs, the root system really tends to hold that earth in place, right? I mean, I can see that. Yeah, how important that must be.
Exactly. And it's really best to have a mixture of trees, shrubs, and wildflowers, because you have all these different types and different sizes of root systems that will grow together and work together to hold that soil. So when we say design a plan, we like to include a few trees followed by some understory shrubs underneath, and then getting into wildflowers as well for our pollinator species.
And it would be beautiful as well, wouldn't it? I'm just wondering, you know, how much does the average person know about native plants and what's best for their shoreline? What do you think?
I guess it's hard to say. More people are learning more about it every day. Like, it wasn't something that was well known a few years ago, but I think it's really starting to pick up and people are paying more attention to what plants they're putting in on their property. And even native plants, I feel like they're becoming a bit more easier to source as well from local nurseries, because it used to be very tough to find those native
species. Is that right? Right. I notice a couple of them do advertise that they have native plants now. So this is a good thing, I guess. And of course, this is where your program, Natural Edge, comes in, right, at Watersheds Canada, that you can guide people into, planting the right thing for their shoreline that they might not know about, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're there. And I'll let Chantel answer this question, because she's actually our Natural Edge regional coordinator. So she's the one who goes out and is going to be designing all of these plans for landowners.
Okay, we're wondering how this whole program works. So Chantel.
Yeah, so the start of the program is you just contact me at naturaledge@watersheds.ca, and then the first step to naturalizing your shoreline would be conducting a site visit. So I would actually come out to your property, walk your shoreline with you, and discuss any concerns you have. So if you've been noticing erosion on your shoreline, or maybe some more algae in your lake due to more nutrients and things like that, we can discuss your concerns, and I can provide recommendations of what you can do on your property. And then if interested, we can move forward and we can design a customized renaturalization planting plan with you. And that includes the 50 native plants for our starter kits. So it's a good starting stepping point for your naturalization process. And then in those kits, you get 25 bare root and 15 potted plants, as well as 10 wildflowers. But you can always add in more plants at cost as well. And then with those kits, you get all the products needed to take care of your new plant babies. So including your mulch and hemp fiber mats that go around each plant to deter that grass that's been historically planted there until those new native species can take hold and start controlling erosion and buffering out those pollutants that Chloe had talked about.
And do you do follow-up checks as well? I mean, it sounds like you work with the homeowner, right, the cottage owner, about what they want and what will work as well. And then do you go back, you know, say a year later and see how the plants are doing? Do you have follow-up visits or what?
We always appreciate, like, photos or people telling us how their plants are growing. Mm-hmm. So if people want to tell us that information, that's always great. But we don't typically go and follow up afterwards. But if we do have an opportunity, I do like to look at plantings in the following years, but not always the opportunity to do so.
Okay, you're busy. So funding, I understand you recently got funding for these kits, right? This is great.
Yes, yeah, so we have funding about the whole St. Lawrence watershed area, and specifically in the Cataraqui and Mississippi watershed. So that's kind of where our focus is for our current funding.
Let's talk for a minute. Maybe we'll go back to, I'm speaking with Chantel right now. We'll go back to Chloe for a little bit here to talk about exactly how the natural shoreline protects wildlife and fish and frogs, butterflies, bees, that kind of thing. Who wants to talk about that? Chloe, are you okay with that?
Sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's so many benefits of a natural shoreline for wildlife. So in particular, like aquatic wildlife, over 90% of aquatic wildlife species use this land-water interface, whether it's for food, for shelter, or for rearing their young. So just for example, like for small fish that need a shaded shoreline, to kind of create that shade, create that protection. When you have like native shrubs and trees and wildflowers that are down there planted, then as they grow, they'll actually overhang over the water and create that shade and that protection for them. Any branches or like fallen logs that kind of are going from the water up onto land, a lot of turtles and frogs will use that to kind of do that transition. Even small mammals like muskrat will use these logs to get up to land from water.
And turtles too. I've been noticing lately with the high water level right now, I've been noticing that logs jammed under bridges and that sort of thing, the turtles actually use them and get up to sun themselves. So it's really nice. Leaving things natural like this sounds like the way to go for sure.
Oh, exactly. It definitely is. I actually saw my first turtle Saturday.
Yeah, I saw my first one yesterday.
Yeah.
Sunning himself on a log.
Yeah.
Right now we're facing some flooding in different areas. This is a real concern. And I'm wondering, can a natural edge shoreline actually help to mitigate that problem? Or are we talking about something too big here for that?
It does help when flooding occurs. Plants, especially if you have like larger trees, they help to kind of suck up that excess water. When we're dealing with higher floods, though, what plants or a natural shoreline is really good for is just containing that soil so that you're not dealing with erosion after the flooding has subsided, as well as during floods, if there's like a faster current because of this, then having those trees and those shrubs in place will help to slow down that water along the edge there and just basically protect from damage as well.
Okay. Now, a lot of people might have a steep slope down in front of their house or their cottage down to the water. I would imagine your Natural Edge program really would help in a case like that.
Would when you have like a steep slope that is exposed, that's when once like surface erosion starts, it can kind of build up and happen very, very quickly. So having plants there to anchor that soil is key. Even with more of like the extreme storms that we're seeing now with climate change, and the heavy overland runoff, once they hit those steep slopes, that's when kind of erosion will really start to occur and can eat away at your land very quickly.
Right. And then, of course, you've got the erosion of the soil. But I would imagine that with the runoff, you lose a lot of nutrients that should have stayed in the soil, right, and run right into the water. Is that right?
You do, to a certain extent, lose some of those nutrients there, but we wouldn't recommend adding any more, like anything in afterwards. What's best is to just get your shoreline planted to stop this from continuing to happen.
Right. It seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? Eh?
It does, to me at least, yeah.
Right. Now, what have we not covered that you would like to say? Do you need any funding? Do you need new partners? Do you need financial supporters? Or what are you needing at this point?
We're really looking for landowners who are interested in taking part in our program. We have our summer site visit schedule that will be starting in mid-June after we get finished with our planting season. So we're always looking for interested landowners who would want a site visit and to take part, as well as lake associations who would want to advertise our program for us. And of course, any donations are more than welcome that we can put towards our Natural Edge program and the delivery of it throughout.
Okay. So we've got a couple of minutes left. I'm just wondering, what are the next steps then for those who want to take action to restore and conserve our freshwater systems? What do they do now at this point?
So they can reach out to us through our website. It's naturaledge.watersheds.ca. We have a contact information page there, and you can select if you're an interested landowner. You can also reach out to Chantel directly at naturaledge.watersheds.ca. That's her email, and she'll get in touch with you to set up a site visit.
Okay, that sounds good. And just Google Watersheds Canada, too, and it'll bring everything up there as well on your website.
Exactly.
Right?
There's many ways to reach us.
That's great. I want to thank you very much for this. It's very important to talk about, especially at this time of year when, we're thinking about planting and moving plants around and things like that. And so I want to thank you very much. It's very timely.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, and we hope to have a really great spring planting season and get to meet many landowners this summer.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Chloe Lajoie and Chantel Lefebvre from Watersheds Canada. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.